What drew you to that kind of persona or that experience?
Well, I feel like of all the people that I've interviewed, the veterans feel to me like they have the most moral authority to speak about violence and to speak about firearms. They're professionally trained. They know weaponry inside and out. They know the damage they can do, and they've experienced the damage that they can do. And they understand their power, and they understand their lethality, and they understand what training and safety is all about, and they have a kind of respect for firearms that I think gives them a level of moral authority to speak to the complications around violence and gun violence and the history of it in America and what's uniquely American about it. And so through this particular veteran story that I've created, I've tried to weave together a handful of the threads from the research that I've done over the last few years into what I hope is a compelling narrative, 90-minute narrative of this one character telling his personal journey.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's brand new. I mean, this will be the first public reading, so it's not a finished performance. It's not a finished text. It's really raw. It's first draft. I'm ready to air it out. It's sort of part of the playwriting process.
And how do you feel about presenting this in Haines at this time? There's a lot of political division and a lot of division right now around guns nationwide. How do you feel about presenting and diving into these topics in this political climate?
So the role of art in our culture in our society is to try to elevate the public discourse and to deepen the public discourse around difficult topics. And so, you know, I'm trying to humanize what is often a very kind of policy oriented or politically charged issue. And by humanizing the issue down into one person's story, one person's narrative, maybe we can have a different kind of conversation about these issues. I wouldn't say it's a play with a particularly overt political stand. I would say that it's a work of art that reflects on the issues of the day. And that means that it opens up conversations and it opens up questions. It asks more questions than it answers. So people coming thinking like I'm going to solve this problem with a play, they're going to be disappointed, I'm sorry to say. But hopefully it stirs the pot. And maybe that's really the invitation. It's sort of what just happened in this room to you, you know, by experiencing this journey. What journey did you go on and where are you now? Not tell me what you think about gun rights or, you know, gun safety legislation. Like, that's not really, we know, we can read about that. We can argue about that at the bar. I'm interested in something different. And what that is, it just depends on who's in the room that night.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.